ready to goose ready for another episode.
What episode is five? Episode five of our shit.
I mean, it's not like they care. They're just listening.
It's whatever. It's yeah. Like, yeah. Whatever number this is.
Right. But welcome back to In These Streets.
In These Streets.
This is Krista.
And this is Miranda.
And we're here to, I don't know, talk about some more crap.
Talk about some more shit.
Who's getting that tired of listening to us talk about crap? Anybody? Well, even if you are, don't tell us.
We don't care.
Because we're going to keep talking anyways.
It's true.
It's what we do best.
We talk too damn much. It's cool, though. It's cool. So, how was your week, ma'am?
Well, it's Monday. And...
Oh, yeah. How was your weekend?
Yeah, my weekend was a whole lot of fun. We were out in these streets on Friday running a freaking mess.
Wait, what did we do? We went live Friday.
We
did.
And then we went out to the bar, and then we went dancing.
We did.
We had a whole night of it.
We did. We had a good time.
So much fun dancing. I have not been out dancing in so long.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I got like freaking mauled on the dance floor, though.
It was fun.
It was a hot, sweaty mess, though.
Yeah, girl. I literally took a shower when I got home. It was okay.
I took a shower the next morning because I... could not shower. Yeah.
I just can't.
Like, I just need to go to bed.
Yes.
Standing up in the shower right now is probably not a good idea.
Though, yeah, we had a good time. Speaking of going live on Friday.
Yeah, we have a little something that we would like to
address.
Say about that.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody who came live with us Friday.
We got some really good questions, like hard, like kind of like deep questions that we're over here answering. But, we just kind of wanted to say this. We are super unfiltered and we say whatever the hell is on our mind. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we also try to respect people and we don't really get down with people coming on our lives and trolling people or trolling us.
Right.
So if you don't really like what you're hearing, you don't have to listen.
It's true.
We're not forcing you to do anything.
No, but we won't tolerate people trolling us, or more importantly, the people who come on and want to talk to us. We won't tolerate that. So.
Yeah, don't make people feel like a question that they're asking is being, you know, they shouldn't be feeling that way.
Exactly. So that's it. I mean, that's all we're going to say about it.
Business done. Let's get to the fun shit.
Moving right along.
Yes.
So here we are. We're in week five, and we were planning on talking about all the fantastic answers that we got for red flags.
Yeah, we were planning on just like kind of putting this into another episode, and now it's kind of morphed into its own episode because we got so many that we need to talk about.
I know.
Because apparently everybody's sketchy in the world and everybody can't can't trust anyone to date anymore. So everyone had something to say about this.
I mean, we got a lot of response on it and I loved it. That was great. So yeah, we decided to make our whole episode red flags, so let's get into it.
Yeah.
So pulling out all the notes and whatnot. No. It's not really notes, but you know, it's fine.
What would you say is probably like your number one red flag?
My number one red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say my number one red flag would be somebody who has way too many problems right up front. Like, if you are talking to them and, I lost my job a couple of days ago and my car broke down and I have to take the bus and, like, just too much crap. Like, I just barely started talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Yeah, I don't want to hear all your bad stuff at first. Like, give me all the good stuff. Even if your car did just break down and you're living in a box on the side of the road, just make it like warm and fuzzy for me for at least a couple dates.
I mean, at least. But, you know,
we don't know each other like that yet.
You're coming at me that strong, that fast. That just tells me like, oh, this motherfucker's about to ask me if he can move into my house.
That ain't fucking happening.
Right.
You got a suitcase? You better leave that shit at home. You better leave it in your box on the side of the road because it is not coming here.
Do not.
Ooh,
do not.
Man.
Or can I borrow some money to get my car fixed or whatever?
No.
I can't. Like, you're coming at me that soon, that fast, I'm out.
Hell no.
I mean, you probably are a very nice person, but that's too much drama for me to deal with.
No, and if you're asking me for money straight off the bat, hell fucking no. What kind of... No.
No.
I have
for
a story
about
of,
that.
What kind of fucking date are we about to go on if I'm having to give you money, like gas money to get there? Like, hell no. Hell no. What are we going to do? Like, go dumpster diving? No.
No.
I'm just out.
Absolutely not. Now, I actually had somebody... that had a whole lot of problems like that. Like in the very beginning that we were talking and it was cool. He was a very, very cool guy. Like, so I kind of just ignored all the little problems that he was having.
Okay. So this is red flags.
Yeah.
Why would you ignore it?
I'm a dumbass because he was really cool. Like he had so many cool stories to share with me and all that shit. So I was like,
code is he was really hot and good in bed. Go well, on.
I wouldn't know. I mean, it was brand new. I thought he was good looking. But yeah, I mean, he was just really cool. Like we had good vibe going on, but he had way too many problems. Absolutely way too many problems. And he had this whole thing where like he had moved here from like Philly and he had lived in the Dallas area or whatever. I can't remember how long, whatever. So, you know, the whole story was he was like, quote unquote, self-employed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But he was like,
every time these fuckers are self-employed, something bad happens.
Right. I mean, if you've got a legit business, but no, he was just like, oh, I do painting by myself. No crew.
Oh, Lord.
No, nothing. And so I'm like, okay.
What, do you paint sticks and you call that a job?
Right. So, yeah, he didn't really have contracts. He didn't have anything going on. And I was like, you know, why did you move to this area from Philly? And he's like, oh, you know, my daughters live here with their mom. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of cool. Well, after I kind of figured out, like, him and all his problems, he basically was, quote, unquote, self-employed to try and avoid paying child support.
Oh, of course.
And then he lived here, too, so he could share custody so he didn't have to pay child support.
Well, how are you going to share custody if you're living in a box?
And I think he lived, I literally do think he lived in a box, like a rundown house or something. And he was, quote unquote, rehabilitating it or whatever. Yeah, I think it really happened. I remember seeing something.
Rehabilitating it? You mean renovating it?
Yes. Did I say rehabilitating? Renovating. Can we cut that out? Because, girl.
No, it's funny.
It's Monday. It's Monday. Give me a freaking break.
It's Monday. So. Sometimes, you know, we have a little, there's plenty of slips that I've had in this episode. I'm pretty sure that in our first episode, I meant to say we have a 2-drink maximum, and I said we have a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure all these people just think that we are drunk as hell.
All the time. Yeah, 2-drink minimum. I do remember hearing that. I was like, it's whatever. Yeah. You know,
I'm like, I can't go back and change it now. So right. Y'all just probably think that we're wasted. And, you know, some days we are. Not today.
Not today. I have a little bit going on. Yeah. Still trying to get over being sick, but hey, you know, whatever. But no, and just to finish that story real quick, the guy, like, he ended up ghosting me. And yeah, like
those are always the ones that ghost. I know. The most. I don't know why.
He ended up going like back to his ex-girlfriend, which is like, I don't know, like super young or whatever. But yeah, he ghosted me. And then I think it was like 2 or 3 months later, I looked down at my phone and he's calling me. Like after you even ghosted me. Are you serious? So I had to pick it up. I had to. I was just like, you know what? Let's see what. And he like started talking to me like all mean, like I did something wrong. Like, what the?
That's like psychology 101.
Yeah. It's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm kind of working. What the hell are you calling me for, you know? And he's, oh, well, guess what? He had a lot of problems going on and he had to get his car fixed. Or no, he was about to get his car repoed. That's what it was. And it was is also his work truck. So he couldn't work without it and just conveniently needed money from me. After you ghosted me. Are you kidding me? Like 3 months later, it's like, I understand if you hate me. And you know what? I was just like, yeah, you're right. I do hate you. And
yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah. I know this is not what you want to hear, but I wish you the best of luck. But you ain't getting a fucking dime from me. Sorry about your luck.
Fuck all the way off.
Right.
Hell no.
So, yeah, that's why I say that's probably one of my biggest things. Like, if they got too many problems out the box, I'm done. I'm out already. Yeah.
That's a pretty good red flag. Like, people use that one in life. Like, don't enter into that crap. Like, you're in a world of fucking bullshit if you do that.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I learned my lesson from that one, but you live and you learn. And that's why we have a list of red flags. Apparently, people have gone through some shit over this stuff.
But it's like, how many times have you had to, like, how many times do you ignore your red flags?
Oh my God, a lot.
I mean, no, it's like, why do we even have this list of red flags if we just ignore it like idiots?
Right.
I'm like, there's a reason why we put this in place in our heads. And then all of a sudden, only tells you about all of his problems. And all of a sudden you're trying to fix all of his problems with him. And you're just like, what the hell? No.
Yeah. No, if you got too many problems, don't. Just do yourself a favor and don't. We ignore the red flags though. Why the fuck we do that?
I don't know.
We may have to like do some research or whatever and delve into that into a different episode, but
I don't think we can even answer that question. I think we need like professionals to answer that question for us and let us know.
Seriously, Dr. Lee, can you help us with that? Right.
I think my biggest red flag would be if they want to move too soon. Mm-hmm. Like move too fast. Oh, yeah. Like you got to give time. And then if they're like really pushy about it, it's like, what the fuck? Why are you really pushy about it? That's a red flag right there. For like sure. You're doing something. You're doing something shady.
Right.
I don't know what it is. But something shady's going on here. I'm like, or you just really want a girlfriend. If you want a girlfriend that desperately bad, like, listen, we can all fall in love with anybody. Mm-hmm. And so that just goes to show me that you're not trying to look for a genuine person. You just want someone to be with. And it can be literally anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why we have red flags that keep us from dating certain people. Well, try to. Right. That's why we have like, you know, standards set for ourselves. Because literally, you can fall in love with anybody.
Oh, yeah. If you just get your head around it. You know?
Yeah. Like anybody can fall in love with anyone. So that's why you got to have boundaries and like got to set standards for yourself because right. Holy hell, you're going to be living in the shoe box on the side of the corner with a guy because you're madly in love with him. And you're like, oh, this is what I really wanted for my life.
Right. Who's rehabilitating. Yeah. Air quote.
Yeah.
Renovating. Sorry. Yeah. This guy in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he lives in
the box. Painting his cardboard walls. Here, honey, let me help you with that design pattern.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, yeah. I can totally relate to that, too. I've had those people, too.
Yeah. I mean, shit. Like, even if someone comes and stays the night at my house, if they bring too big of a bag, I'm like, what are you doing?
You brought a toothbrush?
What are you doing?
What?
You were staying the night here, and you were leaving at 7 o'clock in the morning, so I don't even think you need that.
You got luggage.
Trust. We will not even kiss in the morning. Bye. Like, I don't need you to bring in your wheelie bag. You don't need a change of clothes. You can sleep naked. It's fine. We're adults.
Right.
Like, put on the same clothes and leave.
No,
don't be bringing a bag to my house.
You know if they got the bag. They're already trying to move in. They're, like, hoping you'll give them a key the next day.
Hell no. There are only a few people in this world that have a key, and that is not going to be one of them.
No. Sorry about your luck.
Sorry about your luck.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Moving too fast, too soon.
Yeah, because that is just, you don't want to be that chick. You don't want to be that chick that they just want a girlfriend, so they want you. Mm-hmm. Or you don't want to be that guy that a girl just wants a boyfriend, so that they want you. Mm-hmm. No, don't be that person. Yeah. I mean, so that's our couple of red flag tidbits. But
yes, let's see what we got from some of our listeners. Oh, what our friend... at 35K a day, he said, is a victim to everything and shows a lack of self-esteem. What I was talking about, too, is just like everything is wrong in your life. Everything.
And it's never your fault. Like, that is so, that's a big pet peeve for me. Mm-hmm. Like, when someone always plays the victim.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, bad shit happens in your life and some of it you can't control, but some of it, yeah, you play a part in it. Especially if it's like every fucking day. Right? Every goddamn day, there's something going on. Like, come the hell on.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to take ownership of that.
Exactly.
Jesus.
But then the whole lack of self-esteem. Yeah, that's... Like, do you really want to live every day of your relationship trying to build somebody up?
No, that's a freaking beating.
That is exhausting.
It is exhausting, especially because those people tend to have major trust issues mm-hmm. at the same, like, I swear that goes hand in hand. Oh, sure. And I just cannot handle that. Mm-mm. I cannot handle, like, I understand, like, not everybody, I mean, we all have our moments where we, you know, we don't think the best of ourselves all the time. And sure. That's fine to have moments, but to be that all the time and have someone that has to constantly reassure you, it's like at some point, like, you gotta feel at least comfortable in your relationship, like comfortable enough with the person that you're with,
right,
for that to not really be an issue.
It's like manipulation tactic too.
Yeah. If every day I woke up and I had to tell someone, yes, I love you, of course, you're amazing, you're handsome, you're, and pep them up every day, for like, for one, I would start to feel bad about myself.
Right.
I'd be like, well, what am I? Like, do I not get compliments?
You're soaking up all the attention and, like, leaving none for
do
me.
Do I not deserve anything? I'm just a piece of shit. Like, what is wrong with you?
No, yeah, that would just be a total beating every single day, having to do that or reassure. Like, okay, I get it. Like, some of us need affirmations, but not constantly. That would just drive me fucking nuts.
Oh, my God, you don't even know. So I had this ex that was really, like, I mean, he had some, like, self-esteem issues, obviously. And he used to get so, he would never get upset with me, but I would go out, like, by myself, like, with my friends, because who doesn't love a good girl's night?
Okay.
And he knew this is the kind of person that I was. I was always this person. So he would text me while I was out every single time and be like, so how many guys have hit on you? How many numbers have you gotten? For one, I'm in a relationship with you, so why am I getting anybody's number? And, like, what kind of person would I be like, oh, yeah, I got, like, 10,000 guys' numbers sitting here waiting. Like, no. And he used to do that every single time, and it would, like, get to the point where it would ruin my nights out because he'd be constantly, like, constantly texting me. So who are you talking to now? So what are you doing now? So who's talking to you now? No. How many numbers did you get? Is anyone hitting on you? Oh, girl, yeah, I'd put a stop to that. I am telling y'all, like, when I say, like, I can be an asshole, push me the wrong way, because I tell you what I did to get him to stop.
Do tell.
This is going to make me sound so mean.
It's okay.
I texted him, because I think he had, like, said something about, like, someone kissing me or something. Like, I mean, that didn't happen, but he's like, I bet you someone's going to, I don't know. He was, like, real up in his feelings about, like, me going out by him. He didn't like it. So he texts me one time when I was out, and I was just, like, in a bad mood that night anyways. Mm-hmm. And he started in on those text messages. And I said, look, I am not responding to you after this. And I'm going to tell you this one time. If you text me one more thing about someone else hitting on me or me getting someone's number or something happening, I was like, we're going to have an issue. And I was like, and at that moment, I'm going to find someone and I'm going to talk to them. And I was like, and I will make sure that I take a picture of me all over this person, kissing this person, and send it to you. Do you want that? I'm like, because there's no reason for you not to trust me, because I have never done anything. Mm-hmm. But you want something to talk about, I'm going to give you something to talk about. I was like, don't text me.
Right.
I shit you not. He never texted me ever again when I went out.
Yeah, I mean,
ever. I mean, it was like he told, like, he wouldn't even text me and be like, hey, how, I hope you're having a good night. Like, he wouldn't even be like, I hope you make it home safely. Like, he would not even text me when I was out.
Mm-mm. I mean, you shouldn't. Like, if you know that you're going out with your girls or whatever, if they're going out with the guys.
Yeah, and it wasn't my fault that he didn't have any guy friends to go out with. That's your own problem.
Exactly. Relax, though. I mean, let that happen. If you are going to sit there and smother them the entire time that they're trying to have, like, a girl's night or a guy's night or whatever it is.
Like, hell no.
You are just pushing them away.
Girl, I was like, I was so ready to snap, because I was like, I am going to take a picture of it.
Oh, for sure.
And I was like, and then you're going to have something to be real upset about.
Right. I might not have come home just out of spite. Like, I might have just gone over to, like, a girlfriend's house or some shit.
I mean, I came home. I wasn't going to be that spiteful.
But still.
I mean, if he would have texted me, I sure the fuck wouldn't have come home.
I mean, you got to relax.
I mean, you just got to put them in their place sometimes.
I know. Just relax, though. Have a sense of your own self-esteem to where you're cool with, like, hey, you know what? You can go do your thing. I can go do my thing. At the end of the day, I know you're coming back, you know?
Yeah. It's just, that shit is just so draining. I cannot be with someone. And you know me. Like, I am just way too friendly and out there, like, strong as days, and will talk to anybody and, like, do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be with someone that's like that.
Mm-mm.
Like, I cannot, because, for one, you're going to feel real bad about yourself. Right. And I am not going to make you feel that way.
Right.
But it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I've literally had guys, I've been out on dates with guys, sitting with guys, and I've had guys come up and hit on me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, so you got to be like, I mean, for one, y'all are shady as fuck. Just don't be doing that, because that is so awkward. Like, that is so awkward. When you have someone, like, come up behind you and they're like, hey, like, and you're, boy.
Oh, my God.
I am sitting at a table, obviously, with someone, or they wait to, like, go to the bathroom. And I'm like, if you don't get out of this table, like, what are you doing? Like, for one, I'm not going to date you, because you are, like, hell no, you are showing your true colors right there. That is a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Like, you are showing that you don't, you do not have respect for any relationship. I don't care if it's just yours. Like, yeah. you don't have respect for other people's relationships. So that just shows what kind of person you are.
Yeah, exactly. No. Relax. I actually had somebody do that to my husband one night when we were out. And it was actually when we first started dating.
Did you grab her by the hair and rip
her
down?
Oh, no. I thought it was hilarious. It was so funny. Like, we were out at this bar, and we were at a karaoke joint because we, you know, like to sing or whatever. And this, we're sitting at the bar. Like, we're sitting there together talking. And this girl comes up, and she's like, oh, you know, like flirting with him and stuff on the other side of him. Like, does she not see me sitting here? I mean, I'm sitting, like, right beside him. And she's like, she just kept talking. She's like, so, do you have a girlfriend? And James, like, his eyes got so big, and he turned and looked at me, like, and I just looked at him like, well, do you? And he's just like, yeah, I got a girlfriend. I was like, that was a good answer.
Good job, James. Good job.
I know. I'm not going to, like, get all fucking butthurt about it. We were just barely starting to see each other at that point, but I just thought it was funny because it made him so, so uncomfortable. And so I was like, well, you know, do you have a girlfriend?
Some people, man, the audacity of some people, I am just like, whoa.
I know.
Whoa. I mean, I know you, like, see someone that you like, but damn, give them a hot minute. Let the date end. And, like, when they're leaving, like, hey, can I talk to you real quick? But, I mean, right there, man. Yeah, I've had some people do that. I'm like, girl.
Relax.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not that serious.
Yeah. I haven't had anybody do it to a guy that I've been with, though.
Oh, that's fun. Like, it just puts you just, like, get to see him squirm for a minute. It's really cute.
I've never done that.
It's really, really cute. Though, I don't, and neither one of us gonna get bent out of shape about shit like that. We just don't.
Yeah. So, it just depends on probably how much I've drank and how hard you're coming at my man. Because if you're coming at my man and I'm sitting right there and you being, like, disrespectful about it. Girl, we about to have some problems.
That's so funny. And I just don't. I just don't.
And I really don't care. Like, if you're hitting on him, that's fine. But if you're, like, rubbing all over him,
right.
Like, I'm a little protective. I'm not going to lie. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. And let's see what else we've got in our little arsenal of answers that we got for the red flags. I have one that says not getting a text back or a phone call the same day. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that would be a red flag for me.
In the very, very, very beginning, you think?
Yeah, because I think that, like, especially in the very beginning, like, when you're just dating someone, because it's like, if you really like them, you want to talk to them. Yeah. And I've had this happen to me a lot. Like, guys, and then, you know, I'm like, out. I didn't hear from you. I'm out.
Right. You had, like, 24 hours.
No, they didn't have, like, no, I give them at least, like, a day. But that's if, like, I mean, if I haven't talked to them, then that's one thing, you know, mm-hmm. like, then I understand, you know, I haven't reached out to you. You haven't reached out to me. So, yeah, you get a pass.
Yeah.
But if I reach out to you and you just aren't responding, now you're just playing games.
And
let's be real.
Though.
You've looked at your phone at least 20 times.
Oh, for sure. Because everybody's always on their phone. Do you ever, like, look and get your screen time? Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that because my screen time, whenever my phone's like, you spent 8 hours a day. What? What?
Oh, my gosh. I hate that alert. I'm like, why are you judging me so hard?
You're right. You are making me a loser.
Yeah, but then it's like, you did better than last week. You decreased your screen time. I'm like, yes, go me. I was more social and not on my phone.
Exactly.
And then the next week it'll be like, oh, you were on your phone for 24 hours a day. And I was like, yeah, it's because I didn't do anything outside the house.
Right.
That's fine. Just sat here and played games on my phone.
Yeah. So, I mean, the point being, like, we went all around the world to say, you are looking at your phone. You have seen my text message, or at least that I've texted you in the last 24 hours. You have.
Yeah. And you can't say that you haven't. And you know, like, this day and age, they're just purposely ignoring you. And that, oh my God.
So is that part of the game?
Nothing gets under my skin more than texting someone and they don't respond to me. Like, I give you, like, a few hours. I'll give you a day. But then you're just like, and I just never, like, going into, like, ghosting and whatever. Like, and then I just never hear from you. Oh my God. Like, I want to search you, find your house, and pull up and be like, can you explain this?
Yeah. Especially brand new. Like, we are brand new and you're going to wait, like, not even respond at all.
Yeah. Like, well, and that irritates the hell out of me too, is just what someone that says that they're going to do it and then they don't. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, even if it's that little thing, like at the very beginning, that's still something. Like, you gotta keep your word.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm like, well, you just said that so easily. Like, yeah, I'll text you in the morning, or I'll text you when I get home, and then you just never hear from him. I'm like, well, I just assume that he died in a fiery crash on his way home.
Or they're homeless.
Yeah, he couldn't charge his phone.
Yeah, exactly. Must be homeless. I didn't get a text back when they said they were getting home. Yeah. Must be homeless.
Yep.
It's fine.
Yeah, I only assume that like 75% of the guys that I date are must be homeless.
Exactly, right?
Or they all died in car crashes.
Yeah. Or they're in jail.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. We always end up saying that. Well, maybe they got arrested or something. Yeah, no, they're playing the game. So, okay, when is it like, is that acceptable though? Or because you know, you always hear the whole thing about like you have to wait 3 days.
Girl, I don't live my life by those rules.
Like, you know, that's...
And that is stupid. You are literally ignoring my text message, scrolling past my text message every few minutes.
Yeah, fuck that. No.
For 3 days? For what?
Well, no.
What is that gaining you?
I think the whole 3 day rule, though, is like if you meet somebody and you don't text them at all for 3 days and vice versa, not that you ignore them. You don't want to seem too eager, so you just don't
three fucking them. Days.
Yeah,
we live in a fast fast-paced society. 3 fucking days.
You've never heard that rule?
You will have. I will have lived a whole another life and met 15 other dudes in 3 days. Are you kidding me? Don't wait. Do not wait 3 days. Oh, that is stupid right now.
Well, I mean, I don't want anybody like texting me as soon as I walk away from them either. Well, that's ridiculous. No,
that's creepy. But don't wait 3 days. You and I both know both of us would be all up like texting each other. He has not even fucking texted me. Right? It's been 2.5 days. What is going on?
Right. Fuck this dude. Fuck this dude forever and ever. Yeah. No. Okay. So let's just go ahead and we'll say that. I think it's a good idea, though, since we're just talking about the game real quick, text the girl and make sure she got home. Like, if you met her that night, text her. Like, if you saw her leave or whatever, just want to make sure you got home okay.
Yeah.
I would be cool with that.
But also, don't do this. When she's getting into the car, don't creepily text and be like, oh, I had such a good time. You look so good walking away. Don't! Like, that just creeps me out. Like, I'm like, oh,
that's
really?
A little too soon.
That's a little too soon. Like, wait, like, an hour and be like, did you make it home safely?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, you looked really good tonight and I enjoyed the night. Have a good night.
Right, I'll and text then you disappear. In the morning. You gotta disappear. Like, you gotta be a little scared.
If you disappear for 3 days after that text message, I am not talking to you.
No, I'm not talking about, like, for 3 days. But, you know, just kind of back up.
I mean, text, like, halfway through the next day.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, hope you're having a good afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not, those little things. That is just, like, not, hope you're having a good afternoon. I'm thinking about you. Mm. No, if you just say, hope you're having a good afternoon, that alludes to the fact that you're thinking about it. You don't even have to say the words.
That's
but
true.
But now we know.
That's true. Like, if we know we got a text message from you, then obviously you're thinking about us.
I mean, because let's be honest, like, how exciting is it, like, when you are first dating someone and you see their name pop up on your phone and you're just but then you get to that stage and you're like, well, I can't read it. They're gonna know that I read it. Then you have, like, sit there with it unread for a while.
Exhausting.
Yeah, it's all the games that all of us play. Don't worry, guys.
Whatever.
You guys all play this game, too. I'm just admitting to it. Okay. You know, we all like it when someone new's like number pops up on our phone and we're like, oh my gosh. Hey.
Yeah. If we're into them.
Yeah.
If we're into them. So yeah. Back to our red flags though. Not getting a text or call back the same day. I would find that, a little bit offensive. Not offensive, but annoying.
Yeah.
I would.
I mean, I would at least give you like all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, like, we work jobs or whatever, so if I texted you, like, in the morning and you didn't text me back till, like, the night, like, I wouldn't care about that.
Right.
But if you're texting me 3 days later, then I'm going to be like, no, you're playing motherfucking games. And I already done met, married, and divorced a guy.
Oh, God.
So, no.
Met, married, and divorced. We have 2 children.
Yeah. Sorry, you missed out.
Right. A little bit late there, buddy.
Right.
That's hilarious. Okay. So, there's a lot that are revolved around phones, because the second one that we have, or the next one, rather, running outside to take phone calls.
Yeah. That is shady as fuck.
I agree. If
you're for one, you're running, like, either, like, a drug dealer.
Right.
You got, like, a whole nother family on the side.
Exactly.
You got a mystery girlfriend.
Baby mama.
Yeah. Baby mama drama. Girl. That is a red flag that I don't care. Like, I will date you if you have kids.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a good relationship with your baby daddy or baby mama, I'm not going there. Mm-mm. That is drama that I don't want to be part in. And I am sorry. There might be some, you might be an amazing person.
It's already hard enough to work your way into a pre-made family.
Yeah. And you might be an amazing person, but I don't want to try and start a relationship with you where now I'm going to have to fight off your baby mama to get into this. Like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be part of the drama. I don't want to deal with it. Mm-mm. I don't want to deal with you having to deal with it because, you know, that just brings a whole another level of stress. I don't want to do it. Mm-mm. So fix your relationship with your baby mama, your baby daddy, and then we'll talk.
Right. Yes. Do that, please. But no, back to the phone thing. So yeah, running outside to take phone calls. You've got some shit going on that I don't even want to know about. Like if you got to, okay, if you explain though, like say your mom is in the hospital or some shit. Excuse me, this is the hospital calling or whatever. Yeah.
Or if you just say, oh, excuse me, I'm getting a call from so-and-so or whatever. I'm going to step outside to. Yeah. But if you're like, oh, I got to go. I got to run. Yeah. Take this. Be right back.
And it should be limited to like one, maybe two. After that, like, okay, I'm out.
No, if you're sitting there on your phone all night, no, that's fucking disrespectful.
We should not be on a date then.
No, you are not that interested. Not that interested.
No,
I got a text message from my kid. You know, give me that fucking phone.
I would much rather you just be like, look, I have some things going on with my family. Can we reschedule and come up with a night to do it?
Yeah.
Rather than having to deal with that shit. Because, like, no. Mm. I mean, I don't need all your fucking attention all the time, but if you're trying to make a good impression with somebody, let's not do that. Don't fucking do your drug deals and shit while we're out on our date.
Yeah, please don't.
No.
I mean, if you're doing that, please let me know because I don't want to date you.
Mm-mm. You know it's not a drug deal anyway. Let's be real. It's the other side piece. That is a thing. Like, do not talk to other chicks when you're on a date. Can you put that shit on hold for like 5 minutes?
Well, if you're talking to another chick while you're on a date with me, then you need to be on a date with that chick.
That's
because obviously they're more than just a side piece at that point. And you're probably dating me to get a reaction out of them. And you're probably telling them that you're out with me and they're reacting to it. And now you're having to have a whole conversation, fight, whatever, with that person.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person.
No.
Fuck it. If you want to go out on a date with me, like go out on a date with me for the right reasons.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't do it during sex.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Girl, it happened to me. It happened. I'm like, how the fuck is this even happening?
That has never happened to me.
That was the most insulting thing like I have ever.
Like in the middle of throws in the sheets.
Well, no. Like, okay, right before, though. Like, yeah. Like, if I was going down on him. And, like. If you pick up that phone, I'm going to bite your fucking dick off. I'm not going to, like, I'm not playing with you. I was so annoyed with it. No, like, right before, I'm like, can we just do what we're doing without you having to fucking text message or get on Snapchat or whatever the fuck? I don't even know why I went through with it, but I did, but it was awful. And, like, later he was just like, well, What happened? Like, I felt like I should have left a 20 on the dresser and walked the fuck out of the room. That's what I felt like. Like, it was so cheap.
I don't know how I would react if I was, like, going down on someone and they answered their phone. Or if we were, like, answered their phone.
No, thank God he didn't answer the phone. Like, I heard it going off, though, and I'm just like, motherfucker, if you reach for that phone.
But did he reach for it?
No, he didn't. But he was, like, sitting there texting, like, while we're trying to make out and shit. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Yes. And it's like, do a text message real quick or whatever. And then like come back.
No. Then you're just not that interested in me. I'm sorry. And if you got that much drama going on, you don't need to get laid that bad. Then you got other problems.
Yeah. That was a red flag that I probably should have paid attention to.
But you went back.
No, hell no.
Oh, well, then, yeah, you paid attention to the red flag, but hey, you're going to do what you got to do the moment.
Oh, girl.
It was. I'd have been like, well,
it was not worth it.
I would have let him go down on me, and then I would have been like, I'm done. Sorry.
Right.
I'm tired.
Get me off, and then whatever.
Yeah, that's literally what I would have done.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there's so much you're surrounded by a phone. Dudes, leave your fucking phones in your pocket, wherever the fuck you put them. Like, don't pull that shit out on a date.
If your phone is going off and we are in the middle of stuff and you're paying attention to the fact that your phone is going off, I've literally like had my phone go off and it's like, I look at it, it's like 60 text messages later, like the whole world has gone down and I'm like, oh, well, I'm sorry, I was busy. I didn't even hear it.
Exactly. Like you're giving respect to the person that you're with, but man, Come on. Come on.
Girl, I probably would have backhanded the fuck out of that dude.
Oh, yeah. That was
answering a text message. I would have hit him with his phone.
Yeah, clearly
I literally would have probably grabbed his phone and thrown it at his face.
Maybe I thought that it was just going to be good at some point. Like, it was, just, you know, you're just like, you're praying it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And like, okay, like, I've seen the equipment already. Like, I know it's going to be, it just was such a disappointment. It was so bad. So, yeah, that's what happened there. But yeah, the phone, there's so much surrounding the phone. Other people have said, whenever somebody wants to see your phone too soon, or like they're wanting to get into your phone and like asking you who you're talking to.
Girl, I give my phone out like candy. I don't know. I have nothing to hide. Like, I don't know. Like, the most random people know the passcode to my phone. And I'm like, is this guys? Because it'll be like, well, we're in the car or something, and like they want to switch the music. So I just give them my phone and give them the passcode. Or like, we'll be at the house, like listening to music. Give him my phone, give him the passcode. Like, there are so many guys in my, like, world, in my life that I've met that have my passcode. I have nothing to fucking hide. Like, get out of here. Yeah. Even if I'm talking to someone else, you know that I'm talking to someone else, so.
Oh, right.
I'm like, no.
No, but if they're, like, if you're, like, I don't know what.
But guys are real shady with their phones. Like, me, I'm like, whatever. Like, you know, well, and if you're gonna sit here and go through my text messages, then that's on you. Like, I have nothing to hide, but you're probably going to see something in there that you're not going to like. Yeah. But exactly. That's on you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not about to go through your phone.
Well, I mean, that would be a red flag for me, too. If just being sketchy with it. Mm-hmm. Just totally, like, being sketchy and, like, trying to be sneaky with it. Like, you can tell,
when they won't even leave their phone, like, alone in a room.
Yeah. Even though it's always got to be.
Yeah. And I'm like, at this point, like, I don't have, most phones are open by, like, face ID. I don't have your face. Like, I'm not figuring this shit out. Okay? Like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Now, if your phone is sitting, you know, I've had this happen before. Like, the phone is sitting, like, down in between us, and there's, like, a text message from a girl that comes through. Mm-hmm. And they don't, like, y'all, turn off your previews. Turn off your previews if you're going to do something shady.
Exactly.
Because it'll be like, I mean, I can't wait. Or like, last night was so much fun, or I can't wait to fuck you later, or some shit like that. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay.
We're not condoning the side piece, but if you're going to have one, turn that shit off.
Yeah. Be smart. Well, it might not even be like a side piece kind of thing. I mean, maybe you're just like dating someone, you're dating multiple people, so someone else is texting you. That's fine.
Right.
Like, I have that happen. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I had that happen not too long ago. I gave my phone to somebody in my car. And I had another guy texting me, and I forgot. And I was like, crap. Oh, shit. And, like, my phone previews are off, but unless you have it unlocked.
Yeah.
Then you can see it. So he was seeing all the text messages that were coming in.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oops. My bad. Oh, well.
That would not be cool.
Yeah.
That would not be cool.
That's fine. He's not my boyfriend. He can't say anything. He can get mad at me for it.
Right. So our next one that we have, this came from our boys over at the Salumas podcast. So whether it's Kalu or Chris, we don't know. But they did say a messy house and how soon they talk about their exes or ask about mine.
Ooh.
Messy house, though. I am with you on that.
I am too, except for my house is so messy.
I know. You saw mine the other day. Like, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not clean all the time, but I do make sure that if anybody comes over, I try to clean.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's got to be clean.
You know what? I have to talk about this. This reminds me of, I mean, it was a long, long, long time ago, but there was a guy that I hooked up with. I will never forget it. We ended up hooking up. Why was I in his bed and I'm looking up and there's condoms hanging from the ceiling?
Like used condoms?
I can only presume so. They were unrolled and they were hanging from the motherfucking ceiling.
The things that guys do is so disgusting. Like, I mean, who was like, hey, let me jack off into this condom and take it off my penis and hang it from my ceiling as decoration.
Why?
In hopes that maybe it will fall and my jizz will fall all over me? Like, why? Why?
I didn't notice it until after, like, we're already in the middle of it. But, yeah, I was like, there's condoms on the ceiling. What the actual fuck, man? And then to make matters worse, I mean, this has nothing to do with anything, but I don't know. And this is to tell you probably how old this was. You probably don't even know the song, but there was a song called Three Little Pigs by Green Jelly.
Fuck no. That does not even sound like something I would know.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. It was, it's like the worst song on earth. But imagine that coming on as your mood music. And like, if
like, what kind of music is it?
It's like rock.
No, like, I'm sorry, but rock is not a mood music to me. I need some like soft, sexy, like R&B, like, oh, I'm going to throw you down and like,
yeah, some of that. And that's what I'm down with. No, Three Little Pigs.
Rock music. No, I'm going to end up punching your ass in the face. And then you're going to be like, why did you do this? And I'll be like, because this is the mood you put me in.
Right. No, it fucked my mood all the way. I couldn't even finish with this dude. I couldn't. I was just like, I'm condoms hanging from the ceiling. Green Jelly's like screaming, little pig, me. And I swear to God, like, if anybody,
what the fuck,
a girl, we're gonna listen to it after we're done, and you're gonna be, God, like,
I don't want to hear that.
You were actually
have, like, nightmares
trying to fuck to this song. Yes.
How do you even fuck to that song? I feel like you can't. You know, in my head, what I'm imagining is just like a guy, like, super, just like, super, like, just railing you, like, just like,
yeah,
hitting hardcore, and like, there's no motion about it. It's like straight up, like,
yeah, it, trust me, it had to
like,
end.
You know, that really bad sex where it's like they have no movement to their body. It's right. Just like, it's so terrible.
I just sound like I've had the worst sex ever in life. Yeah, like, so far. Yeah, just in this episode alone. Yeah, I really have had some good sex, but yeah. I swear, like, anybody out there, if you Google Green Jelly,
I thought you were about to say, if you Google me,
no
sex,
no
you can see it. I've had some good sex.
Oh God,
Google her.
No, please don't do that. Please don't. And if you find anything, don't let me know.
Yeah, please don't.
Please don't let my dad know.
Please don't tell us if we're out there on Google. I've Googled myself before, because there could be some things that were, like, you know, but luckily there's nothing out there.
You know, I did have, like, some videos back in the day. I swear to God.
They're on VHS. They're not going to be out there.
I don't remember. I don't remember, but please, God, don't let those ever show up in any, like, I don't think they would. I trust the person, but yeah, I let him keep the videos, and I trust him.
Yeah, there is an ex of mine that has some videos.
But don't you ever wonder, like, somewhere, are you ever going to show up on, like, YouPorn or some shit?
Yeah.
Like Pornhub.
I was terrified of that at first.
Yeah.
But so back to the messy house thing.
Sorry,
I have a story.
Sorry.
I have a story about that too.
Okay.
So I was out on this date with this guy and we went back to his place, and this was like a while ago, like years ago. And we went back to his place and we were like making out on his couch, and I had to pee. So I went to his bathroom, and like, his bathroom was kind of cluttered, and I was like, ugh, like, what is going on here? And he had like kind of like a, not like a super clear like shower curtain, like it wasn't completely see through, but you could like see through it.
Yeah.
And like, I noticed like something black, and I was like, well, that's weird. So I'm like sitting down and like going to the bathroom, and like, I'm more and more, I look at it, I'm like, okay, I had to look in here to figure out what this is, because it was like, it was black. I opened that shit, and I shit you not, the bathtub was fucking black, like lined in just like this black dirt.
Oh.
I don't know. It was like caked on. It was probably like, it covered like the whole sides of the tub.
Oh.
All the way around.
All the way around.
All the way around. I left. I literally went out there and I was like, you know, I'm just not really feeling good. I have to go. No, because I was like, I'm not sleeping with this motherfucker. Like, that is ew. Like, your body's not touching me. No.
Oh, because you're not clean, because you're in the fucking... Oh,
I didn't talk to him ever again. I was like, you're disgusting.
Mm-mm.
Like, your hands are not touching me. It was the nastiest. Oh my God.
I can deal with like some dust and shit like that. I mean, obviously you've been to my house. I needed to dust the other day. But like, if you've got some mold and shit growing,
I don't even know what the hell that was. Like, it was black. And I'm like, you work as like a bouncer at a bar.
Oh.
How is this even what you're like? You're not dirty. It's not like you work out in like construction or something where
you're
like,
means you
or a
never,
mechanic or something, like where you're
clean.
Really dirty.
Yeah. Like, you just never clean.
You just never, like, even just not clean. Like, I don't know. I don't know how he got his tub that dirty.
Mm.
Like, how is that like on a person? How do you have that much coming? Like, you're literally a bouncer at a bar.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, it was disgusting. Like, yes. I hightailed it out of there, and I was like, oh my God. And then I went home and showered, because I was like, I don't know. I sat down on his couch, and I probably have like scabies or something. I don't know.
That's a thing. Yeah.
I can do,
like, Yeah, that can just, that's just too much. That's too much. All right. Well, what else do we have in our answers? Oh my God. Yeah, I forgot about that one. So we have a big long one from our boys over at These Motherfuckers podcast. I like them. And they said that because we love y'all ladies, we will give you some freebies. Thanks. We love you guys too, but we may have some rebuttals for you.
We might just have a couple.
Let's get started.
You were hitting us hard with these.
Right. We'll dive right into it. And the first one they said is someone who says, I am looking for a relationship. And they said about it that this is a grizzled chick who won't let her guard down when the right guy does finally appear. Yeah,
you know, you know what's funny is I can kind of agree with that.
I can't agree with that. I'm looking for a relationship. Because how many times have you heard somebody that's looking for a relationship? You've had that happen. Like, the guy said, oh, I'm looking for a relationship, but he was, like, getting a murder room together, and he, like, quit talking to you when you wouldn't go home with him.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm kind of guilty about this. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for a relationship, but then when it comes down to it, like, no, I don't want to be in a relationship with you.
At least, yeah. At least not with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that I'm turning down good guys. I think I'm turning down the right guys that need to be turned down.
No, seriously. But I'm trying to figure out, though, this is a grizzled chick who won't let her guard down when the right guy does finally appear.
Yeah.
So if she's looking for a relationship, like, I'm finding a disconnect in between what they said and I don't know.
I mean, I'm not finding a disconnect there. I get it, like, what they're talking about, like, where it's a person, like, saying that they want a relationship, but then... Yeah, when it comes down to it, they're so guarded about it that they don't want one.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like, no, you're not actually looking for a relationship. You're just looking for someone to occupy your time.
Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, they're just based. Okay. I see. Okay. I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, I do agree with that. But then the next thing they said was, I need a man. When a chick says, I need a man. And he said, no, you need air, food, and water. This is the 21st century. What do you need a man for? I hear this and I run.
I totally agree with that.
I totally
What do
agree
you
with
that. Need someone for? You that don't. Is so stupid to me. And the people that are like that, they're always those people. I mean, they're literally just those people that are going to fall in love with anyone.
They're going to be that person that needs all the attention and is like going to manipulate you.
Yeah. And they're definitely those people that probably are always like, oh, I always pick the wrong person. Yeah. Because you're not looking for a specific person. You're just looking for a person.
Exactly.
So yeah, you're going to attract all the bad ones. You know how many bad ones that I've attracted? Yeah, it's not fun. Yeah, it's not fun.
No, I can't tell you like how many times I people watch in a bar, you know, and I see a guy like literally just hit on a chick. You can tell.
How many times have you seen this with me? Like going out with me, like seeing people do this.
No, it's bad. It's bad. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. You don't need somebody. And if you do need somebody, then that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right, the next thing they said is, I need someone to make me laugh or happy. How about no? I ain't a dancing monkey, and what am I responsible for your depressed ass to?
Man, these guys are hitting it hard.
I know.
I'm like a shit. Like, yeah, I mean, I guess if you said that you need it, because, yeah, you don't need anything, but if you want it, because, like, I want someone that's going to make me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be with someone that's gonna, like, a stick in the mud.
No.
Like, good Lord. That's you know how terrible that relationship would be for me?
Oh, God. Oh, that's the one thing that I do look for. Like, yeah, you gotta be physically attracted to someone first. You do. But if their personality sucks ass, I want nothing to do with it.
Absolutely.
I can be more turned on by a man with a great personality that command a room or that can command a room rather than somebody who looks good. So yeah, I love somebody that can make me laugh, and that will get you so much further with women. Then it will your looks.
Yeah.
If we get to that point where we get to know you.
Yeah. So. This guy is brutal.
I know.
We need to be friends.
I know. Well, they did say they love us and we love you back. So yeah. though, what was the next thing he said?
He said, I'm sassy, bitchy. Let's see if you can handle me. Any sucker that falls for this deserves what he gets. She's basically telling you how entitled she is. Wow.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. I've said that.
I mean, I say that all the time.
I know. So we're like, well, this is where we may have a rebuttal.
This is where I may just like have to rethink what I say about myself.
Right. We may have to like go, like DM these guys like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah. What? And he also said, I used to try to make these submit. Not anymore. No man who values himself deals with the shit in 2019.
I can't say I blame him on that, though.
He used to make these ones submit.
Oh, no, I get it. But, I mean, I get what he's talking about, too. Like, the game has changed. And you don't have to deal with the bullshit like that you used to. Because there's too many other people out there that are easily accessible. The game has changed.
Yeah, but it's like, what if that's just your personality type? Trait? Like, that's just like me. Like, I'm just kind of, I'm not, I would never describe myself as sassy, but no. I can be bitchy. Yeah. I'm like, I'm more than anything, I'm just sarcastic. And
yeah. Nothing wrong with sarcastic. If they can handle it, though.
Yeah, if they can't, they get butthurt over everything. Oh, my God. I don't have enough time in my life to deal with your hurt feelings.
Right.
Because of something I said. And trust and believe. I mean, I had a guy stop and ghost me because I said something that he apparently did not appreciate. And it was literally a joke. I was being sarcastic over a text message. And I get it. Like, sarcasm is hard to read over a text. But
yeah.
I'm like, it wasn't anything to be butthurt about and stop talking to me.
Oh, yeah. He like, disappeared for like feelings. A week. Right.
Yeah. He was all up in his feelings. Yeah. And he didn't even ask me about it. I'm like, the fact that you just disappeared, that is a red flag right there. Like, from the jump. Like, I think we had dated for like a month. And that happened. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Right.
I'm like, this ain't even an issue. I'm like, wait until we have an issue. You're just going to disappear.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry. That's just what I do. Okay, well.
What you won't be doing is me.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm definitely out.
Yeah. You're going to do that and not do me, period.
Yeah.
Because, no. I couldn't deal with it either. There's no way.
Yeah. He definitely lost out on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well. I do have a problem with the whole like bitchy thing, but I'm not saying we're totally bitchy. It's the sarcasm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they like cross reference each other at some point.
Right. It's true.
Yeah.
And so the next one we have is moving too fast too soon.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I said earlier.
Yeah. And quick to get angry or possessive.
That is a major red flag. If these fools out here are getting mad, and let's not even say like guys, because man, girls.
Oh, God.
Holy
yeah.
Fuck.
Both of them.
These crazy bitches. They get mad over like the craziest stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it's like they always want to make a scene.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't be that crazy girl making a scene somewhere out in public. Ew. That is what kills me, is like people that like couples that fight in public.
Mm-hmm.
Like, leave that shit at home. Mm-hmm. That is so, oh, it's so uncomfortable for everybody around you.
Right.
And I mean, I've been there before, like low key fighting, not like outwardly fighting, but you know, like, I mean, it would be like at dinner and like we would just be mad at each other. We wouldn't be talking, and like the waiter, right. And you could just tell like the waiter was like uncomfortable walking up.
Cut that tension with a knife.
Yeah. And yeah. Like silent meal, and I'm like, I ate two bites. I'm not hungry anymore. I'm ready to go. Can we get our check, please?
Right.
Like,
that is completely different than going just like balls out crazy, batshit crazy on them at the bar, like yeah. Yelling and shit.
Oh, girl, I saw that not even that long ago, and I was like, whoa, this chick is crazy.
Mm-mm.
Chick is crazy. She's like yelling across the bar, and I'm like, whoa, honey, you need to take your ass home.
Right. Relax. I think that was a new relationship for that person, wasn't it? Because you know who it was and the guy.
No, that relationship ended.
Imagine that.
Right. Imagine and he wasn't even that. The one that ended it.
Right. Oh, this is huge, huge, huge. If they're clingy and have no friends. If you have no friends.
If you have no friends, that's a red fucking flag.
I won't even be friends with a girl who has no friends. Like, if you have no friends, there's
something wrong. The
girls
are the worst. For real. The girls don't have friends, I'm not going to be friends with you unless you're just like new to the area and you're trying to make new friends or something.
Yeah.
Because that says something. There's a reason why people will not be your friends.
Right. If you've been living in this area your entire life and you have no friends.
No, no. Sorry. That means you burned all of those fucking bridges. Exactly. And I'm not about to be the next one.
Nope. I'm not going to be your friend. I'm not going to date you. I'm not going to do none of that.
I've been friends with too many crazy chicks.
Yeah. And my friends I have had, like the ones that I have had the long, I've known them since childhood.
Yeah. Obviously, I have friends like that too.
Yeah.
And yeah, those are the ones that I...
But you have no friends. I can't get down with that. Like,
yeah,
you,
I mean, it's okay if you only have like a few friends. I mean, I don't have a ton.
No. Well, I mean, how many people do you really call your friend? You can't call like everybody. Five. Exactly. Exactly. You can't call everybody your friend. But, you know, I need the type of friends in my life that you're going to come pick me up in Mexico at 3 a.m. with like no fucking explanation. I'm on my way, bitch. I'm on my way to get you. That's the kind of friends I'm talking about.
The kind of friends that are going to help you bury a body if need be.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, you don't come across those very often. But yeah, if you are just too possessive too soon, and if you have no friends, huge. I can't get with that either. I'm with that too.
Absolutely not. I am not down for that game. Absolutely not.
That came from our friends over at the Spot Pod. Yeah, love these guys. Okay. So that's about all that I have. Did you have more that you wanted to bring? Oh, here's one. Rushing to meet the parents too soon.
Oh my gosh.
I can see girls totally doing that more than guys, though. Guys are not really into like
meeting the parents.
I want to meet your dad. I have never had a dude just be like, just grilling me to meet my family.
Yeah.
But girls.
I've never been big on wanting to meet people's families. Anyways, that's so awkward. No. Like, I hate doing it.
Why? Do you remember, though? It wasn't too terribly long ago. I did see a girl who created an Instagram solely to get her boyfriend to marry her.
Oh, yeah. That was like at the beginning, like when we first started this. Yes. We were like, what the heck? What? And he fucking did it.
He did.
And like this girl basically trolled her boyfriend on Instagram.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. Every day. You need to marry me. And like all every these little day. Stupid posts about how he needed to marry her.
And I'm like, I know that it was probably like all comedic value and stuff, but no.
No.
If someone did that to me, I'd be like,
you know. Yeah, exactly. You know. Okay. What people will say, a lot of times the shit that they say whenever they're joking is the truth.
Yeah.
This bitch created that podcast just to fucking bully her boyfriend.
Well, he did it.
I know.
He asked her.
I know. So I can just see her. She would be that type that was just like, oh, I need to meet your parents. Like a week into it. Dude, I'm sorry. No. You made the biggest fucking mistake of your life.
Yeah, the whole, I don't know. I don't think I've ever asked anybody to meet their parents.
No.
I don't think I've ever done that.
And you're not even married to this chick yet. Can you imagine what the rest of his life is going to be like? The rest of his life with her. She's going to fucking find ways to manipulate him through everything.
Yeah. I mean, all she has to do is make a podcast and an Instagram page.
Right. I don't know if she did a podcast, but I came across that Instagram. I was like, this cannot be real. I sent it to you.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. I can't even imagine how that relationship was made it through that. I don't
exactly.
know. How. And I'm like, wow.
I should
got a
have
ring
like,
out of it.
I should have followed it just
she
to
got
see
a ring out of it.
She did. She was like, oh, it happened. I got
like,
the ring.
I can't even get a boyfriend. Maybe I should do that. Maybe. Well, I mean, I feel like basically that's what I'm doing right now.
No.
This podcast
is not what you're doing.
Who wants to date me? No. Okay. I'm going to stop asking that because apparently people are taking me serious.
No. No. I mean, yeah, we've already talked about that. 90% of the shit we're saying, we're just really joking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It is. It's all in good fun. Oh, so there is another one that made me think of something that happened to me. Making a scene at the workplace. First of all, you never shit where you eat. You don't do that. Don't fucking date
this.
People at the workplace. I have too.
I've done this.
We've all done it.
It's hard not to because it's like you see those people all the time.
Yeah.
But it's awkward. Ooh, I have a story about... Ooh, yeah, okay. You tell your story and I'll tell mine.
Girl, well, I made that mistake like dating a guy that I worked with or whatever. Like it resulted in one of us having to quit. It really did. Like it was so bad. And then like... I started dating him, like everything was going great. We were fine. And then he started cheating on me with some other girl that we worked with. And you know what? They ended up getting married and they're still married right today. They are. It's ridiculous. But yeah, like, and then it caused a problem with me and this other girl. She and I were work friends. We're not going to say friends, but air quote work friends. Mm-hmm. And he was cheating on me with her. They started fucking around. They ended up like doing a thing. Like, it was awful. It was so bad. So yeah, I ended up quitting and going to a different job. Like, it just like ruined all my work relationships. It's so bad.
Well, mine, I ended up going out. Well, me and you went out with this guy. Like, we met him out, and he worked in our building at the time. And we met him after work for drinks.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that guy.
So I go out with this guy, and we hung out, whatever. And he worked in our building, but he didn't work, like, we don't work for the same company, but we would see him all the time, and we got to talking, and then exchanged phone numbers, and we're texting, and like, this was going on for like a couple weeks, and we went out to happy hour with him, and me and him ended up hanging out like later that night, and we ended up hooking up. Well, like, after we're done hooking up, he then tells me that he's like, yeah, he was always around this girl, other girl at work, but hadn't seen her around, like, around each other in a while. Mm. And he was like, yeah, that girl, she's like my fiance. What?
What? Oh, well, good luck in that marriage.
Yeah. Yes. So I still have to see these people. And yeah. I shit you not, one day I had got stuck on the elevator with the two of them. So it was the three of us. And I'm like, I've hooked up with this dude. He's on this elevator with his fiance.
Right.
That he had when we hooked up. Needless to say, we don't really talk anymore.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, that's kind of information that would have been good to know prior. And now I have to suffer, like, seriously, that was the most awkward elevator ride, because I'm pretty sure that she knows that something happened. She's not going to say anything. And they were like cuddled up in the side of the elevator. So it's like me standing by myself and the two of them like cuddling in the side of the elevator. And I'm just like, third floor. Right. Can I get off? Can elevator. I get off this ride? I don't want to be a part of this ride. Yeah, that was that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I still have to see them. It's awkward.
No, like, man, it's bullshit. Then we have people that actually come up to your job and like will fuck shit up. This is why
people just don't even need to know where I work.
No, exactly. I had one that did that. Like, it came up to my work and was waiting for me in the parking lot and was sending me text messages that they were planning to kill me. They were going to kill me. Yes.
I hope you called 911, girl.
Oh, yeah. The police came. Like, there was a restraining order placed. Like, it was fucking crazy. But, yeah, they had sent me a text message.
And that,
like,
is so damn embarrassing, because yes. That's where you have to go every day. And so everybody knows, like, you dated this crazy motherfucker.
Yes.
And they're probably like, they're probably all scared for their lives. And they're probably like, well, this bitch is probably crazy, too.
I know. And, you're not even the crazy one. You're just like, I just, like, ended up breaking up with the dude. And now he's, like, in the parking lot waiting to kill me. And you're kind of low-key worried about it. Like, you don't want to make a scene, but you're like, but what if I go out there and he's going to kill me? Like, for real. So,
yeah, that's a little bit of a lot.
It is so embarrassing. Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
That's why people just that I date will never know where I work.
I mean, you never
There's
know.
No reason for you to come up there. None.
Never. Ever. Yeah. But no, like, I had been dating this dude for like a couple of years at this point, but we had like broke it off with him. And that's what happened. Mm. So,
yeah. Well, he loved you.
Yeah, definitely.
He loved you to death.
To death.
To death.
To death.
He wanted to make sure.
Oh, my God.
He was your last.
Yeah, apparently so.
Glad he did not survive, because otherwise we would not have this podcast.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Well, yeah. I think that's all that I had as far as red flags on the thing. Did you see any more that you wanted to talk about?
I think that is a pretty solid list right. for y'all to like check off. Like, don't do these. Like, do not date these people with this shit.
Please don't.
Please don't. Please and if don't. You do, go ahead and tell us how that works out for you. We'd love to hear the story.
Sure.
We'd love it.
And I mean, we can even keep these answers coming, because we got a whole bunch of them. We could share them another time. Yeah. We can always revisit this. So. Right.
But, well, we're hoping that we have like some kind of maybe special stuff coming up soon.
Yeah. We're working on it. We're working girls with twerking.
Yeah, twerking. We're working girls. Yeah, we're working class girls. Find us on Harry Hines.
Not on those streets. No, we're different streets.
I like classier street corners, thanks.
Exactly.
Well, give me some like Highland Park or something.
I don't even know what goes down there. Like, I don't know.
Highland Park is just like the fancy part of Dallas.
I know. But I don't even hang out there.
I don't either. I'm not allowed there. They don't allow my kind of people there. I don't make enough money to go
it's
down
too
there.
It's too rich for my blood. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. We love you, Dallas. Highland right. Park people. It's fine. Right. All right. Well, let's wrap this shit up. But I do want to give a quick shout out, though.
Okay.
To Jason and Rachel, I'm not going to give their last name because fuck it, they don't, but whatever. No. Jason and Rachel, they're friends of ours, and they've actually helped us a lot, like with our recording, our equipment, and things like that. Like, they've really been a huge help to us. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to those two.
Yes, thank you so much for all the help that you guys have given us.
Right. They even let us record in their studio this past weekend with our friends over at That's What's Up Pod.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for you guys to hear that episode. We'll let you know when it comes out, and we'll release it, and they'll release it, and yeah.
Yes.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
We have another guest spot coming up soon. And
oh, gosh, yes. That's going to be on April the 14th. We're going to guest with our friends over at Unspoken Conversation.
Yeah.
They're local
Dallas place.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
I am so stoked about that. So, yeah, big shout out to those guys as well. We love them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But have a good night, and we will talk to you. Well, I guess talk your ear off.
I mean, we're always available to talk to you. Yeah. Just fucking talk to us. It's fine.
Yeah, but we'll talk to you next week.
Yes. We'll see you next week. Bye.